This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. As more charges for the officers involved in the death, as more charges against the officers involved in the death of George Floyd are announced, protests continue across the United States. Demonstrations Wednesday night against police misconduct and calling for systemic reforms in numerous cities were once again largely peaceful. In one of the few reports of clashes, police in New Orleans used tear gas to disperse hundreds of protesters. Law enforcement officials said the demonstrators defied orders not to cross a bridge. Meanwhile, the officer who held his knee on the neck of George Floyd have been upgraded. The charge against Derek Chauvin moves from third degree to second degree murder, which carries heavier penalties if Chauvin is convicted. The three other officers at the scene were charged with aiding and abetting second degree murder and second degree manslaughter. All four were fired last week. Current and former U.S. defense officials are challenging the use of the military for the nationwide protests. National Guard troops have been deployed in 31 states to assist local law enforcement with demonstrations, which in some cases have resulted in destruction, looting, and fires. Defense Secretary Mark Esper being criticized for calling protester-filled streets a military battle space and accused of failing to keep the military out of politics. On Wednesday, Esper publicly distanced himself from President Donald Trump's threats to use the full force of the military to quell street protests around the country, emphatically arguing against invoking the two centuries-old Insurrection Act. This is VOA News.